Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, here with you for another episode of Learning Powered by the Heart. Today, we're diving into yet another profound and beautiful truth, which is the gift of your oneness with God. This unity is part of your identity in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're all one, and in Christ, you get to abide in that same unity and that same oneness. This means that you are loved by the Father in exactly the same way that He loves Jesus, fully and unconditionally. Let's jump in with Graham Cook as he shares more about this gift of unity that God gives freely.
So the goal of the Holy Spirit is an utter conviction in our hearts regarding the faithfulness of God. So Paul put it this way in his letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:12. He said, "I know whom I have believed, and I am fully persuaded that he is able to guard and keep what I have entrusted to him." So the journey that we're on, the story that we're all writing right now in our lives, is that we have come to a place of being fully persuaded, and nobody and nothing is going to talk me out of this place. God isn't talking us out of anything. He's talking us into something in Him. And so a conviction is a firmly held belief, fully persuaded. We believe it implicitly. We have full assurance of understanding. We have a certainty in our hearts and an absolute reliance on the truth about the nature of God. We have a conviction that love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. You cannot have a perception of yourself that partners with the flesh. We are developing convictions that connect us to all that God is for us in Jesus. So we are chosen in Christ to receive the unconditional love of the Father through Jesus. John 15:9 says that just as, in other words, in the same way that the Father has loved me, says Jesus, so have I loved you. I love you in the same way that I am loved. So the Father put us into Christ so he could love us the same way that he loves Jesus. That's gold. That's the most precious thing about us, and it's the thing that we should treasure the most. So who are you? Well, my name is Graham, and God loves me exactly the way that he loves Jesus. That's my story. I just walk around the earth. Sometimes I fly until my arms hurt. And everywhere I go, I feel this incredible love that the Father has for me, because he put me into Jesus. You know, he loves me exactly like he loves Jesus. That's precious to me. This is what Jesus said about it in John 17, verse 20. He said this, "I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them." It's in the Bible. "That they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you have loved me. I think that's probably the most important message that we can give people, is that the Father loves us exactly in the same way that he loves Jesus. And every day, in every situation, we are celebrating that truth. I am incredibly and wonderfully loved, and there's nothing special about me. I have my days of brilliance, I have my days of lunacy. I have my days when the spirit of stupid is following me around all day. But he still loves me exactly the same because he doesn't change. He doesn't have a divided heart. All of us joined together are bound by the same joyful unity of the Father and the Son. Do you ever feel it that way? That you're bound to the Father through Jesus. And the Father is bound to you, joyfully and deliberately includes you in Jesus so that he can bind his heart towards you. And in every situation, you get to prove what that looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like, because that is what it means to be a believer. That's our heritage, that's our destiny, that's our inheritance, and it's everything to God. It's everything to him. That you see it, that you believe it, that you encounter it, that you experience it, that you use it, that you trade on it all the time. The Father lives fully in Jesus, and he lives fully in us because of Jesus. So that we can experience that same perfect unity that empowers us to fully experience the Father loving us with the same passionate love that he has for Jesus. So radical permission number two is this. There's only one of us in Christ. There's only one body. So in the church, there's no them and us. We're all us. Yeah? There's only one of us in Christ. And it's that oneness that opens the door to all our encounters with the Lord. So in any situation, you can't be separated from God. There's only one of you in that situation. And you're included in Jesus, who is in the Father, so we are all one. There's only one of us. Da, da, da. There's only one. Feels like a Highlander movie. There can be only one. There is only one. Key number three is that it's God's consistency towards us in Jesus becomes our predictability. I love that thought. God's consistency is our predictability. You know, there should be something predictable about all of us in God. You know, because I can predict what God is going to do next in my life. It was the same thing he did last time, and the time before that, and the time before that, because he's unchanging. So I can predict God's going to do something kind, he's going to do something loving, he's going to do something gracious, he's going to do something sacred, he's going to do something right, because he can only do what is right. That's what righteousness is. So I can predict God's character, because he never changes. That is a mentality. That's a mentality. I can predict what God is going to be like for me tomorrow. Even if I wake up with the spirit of stupid all over me, I can predict exactly what God is going to be like for me. He does not change. So his consistency is my predictability. To make us in his image, he has to make us unchanging. That our yes is yes. That when we give our word, we commit ourselves to that word. We're unchanging. That we're learning to be gracious all the time. We're learning to be kind and merciful and funny. Because God is joyful. That means he's funny. If God's making you in his image, that means you have to learn to laugh like he laughs. Smile like he smiles. And grin at things that outside of him would make you cry. But when he grins at stuff, it has a way of rolling over and playing dead. What am I saying? Love must overwhelm us in all our life situations. And I think it's really important for the world that you are overwhelmed by love. That you don't know on days whether to laugh or cry with the glory of it, with the wonder of it. We overwhelmingly conquer through his love that he has revealed and we have received.
Hey friends, how would life change if you could experience God's daily delight in you? If you want to hear more of today's clip or enjoy access to soaking sessions and daily devotions, you can discover all of that and so much more by clicking the link in the episode description to join us on Brilliant TV. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.